Yesterday, as you know, we visited with Republican Representative Steve Hickey, and we were talking about his challenge against some of the petition signatures of Republican Senate candidate Dr. Annette Bosworth. And Dr. Bosworth joins us in the studio this morning. It's good to have you back here. Thanks for coming back.
Good morning, Greg. It's nice to be here again.
I hope you understand why yesterday I wanted to have a conversation with Representative Hickey, but I did want to honestly extend an opportunity for you to come in and talk about, you know, the controversy surrounding your petition signatures and give you an opportunity to address it.
Yeah, it's absolutely what happens when there's a disconnect between what the truth of a story is people come together and talk. And I think that's the saddest part of this, that the first place people want to go is the media, instead of to the source, instead of to me. That's what my faith says, and I know that Pastor Hickey has even preached on that. He is a good man, and he leads people in this community, and I think it would have been much wiser to just talk to me.
Well, speaking for myself, looking at this, we've got a conflict of information. You know, we've got photos that show you, time-stamped, dated photos that show you in the Philippines, but we've got petitions that, you know, you and both your husband swore were dated here in South Dakota at the same time. Were you in the country during the time you said you were? Were you in South Dakota or were you in the Philippines?
Well, I think this is the best example of what leadership really is that when you have a team, a really good team, that has worked to help you do something amazing, and when you have leadership that shows there has been a success, the successes go to the team. But one of the things they teach you in medical school is, doctor, when there's a mistake on the team, the mistakes end with you. When the nurse gives the wrong drug, the mistakes end with you. And that's what leaders do. And I think the most powerful part about the story is that there are 37 signatures being talked about here. And it's why when the people who slowed down and not went with the hype, if they slowed down to look at what is the truth behind all of this noise, they all said, why is there so much hype around it? And 37 signatures out of the however many hundred they're saying there are now.
Representative Hickey told us yesterday he's got 53 pages of documents that he filed as part of this affidavit.
That's right.
And I certainly don't agree with Representative Hickey on every issue, but I don't know him to be somebody who's rash. This is a fellow Republican who is looking at the evidence that he sees, and as a fellow Republican, I see, and we've got a conflict here. So I'm asking you directly again, were you in the country or out of the country at the time in question? You say 37 signatures.
Right.
Were you in the United States during that time or not?
I did go to the Philippines. You're right. There are 37 signatures and that 35 pages or whatever you just said of documentation. Let's back up to the source of that. Again, I think it gets such a momentum of its own. The source of this was a self-proclaimed communist atheist blogger who lives out of state, who we know there's no way he had the resources or the man hours in 5 days to do that much research, to spend that much time on those petitions. So when you back up and say, where is the money coming from that would put forth that much effort? I mean, slow down and back up and say, where would that come from and why? When I first entered this race, I didn't have a chance. I was being faithful, and I believe God has chess players and uses you as his tool. And I think I've said this to you before. I sold a couch to drive to the announcement for my Senate campaign. And as my husband and I were driving home that day, we said, there's no way we'll have the money to get on television, to even have a commercial without selling out, without having the source be tied to something. And I think big government, big industry, and the PAC money that comes behind what most Senate candidates are founded on, God never gave me that. But what he did give me was a team to lead that was attracted to the integrity of, I'll stand behind the team. And I'm not afraid of how much of this momentum has built. I mean, we are, you know, the number one in the clubhouse these last 90 days. I mean, Greg, it's a miracle. $772,000 in 90 days, and it doesn't come from PAC money. That doesn't happen in politics today. There's a reason. There's so much energy going behind the micro moves that turn when everybody slows down and says, what's all the fuss about? It's 37 signatures. And when the leader says, I am the leader, and the mistakes stay with me, and the successes go to the team. I mean, one of those signatures is this gal that sits behind and answers the phone at my office. And she's an amazing mom. She shaved her head 3 weeks ago, not because her son has cancer, but because her son's friend has cancer. And she wanted to be the kind of mom who said, no, you know what? I will support you. I will support you and your friend. And that mom is one of the signatures. She signed it while we were in the Philippines. And I verified she's real. She was the real person. And one of the best parts about being a leader for a little team that works hard, that doesn't give excuses. I'm a busy woman. I have a medical practice that I still see patients for. A Senate campaign is a huge undertaking. I have 3 kids that still need a mother. I have a church that I still serve. I have my husband, our marriage still needs attention. And that means I have to trust the people on my team. And when the team doesn't perform perfectly, it's my fault. That's what leaders do. You take the mistakes and you hold them as the leader.
Are you saying then you made a mistake in signing those on those 37 signatures, or if they're 37 signatures, was it a mistake to swear off on those?
Under counsel, when I said check to see, is that person the real person, and did you sign my petition? Do I need to have her sign it again? No, they didn't think I did. I mean, you look at the overall list of how many things go into collecting those signatures and how much the law is meant for a common sense. We don't want to deceive the voters. This needs to be a trusted process. These aren't dead Indians under the ground. These are South Dakotans who said, we want to participate. We know her. And I know them. And this momentum of our team, it's a miracle, Greg. I would have never guessed that I wouldn't be beholden to big insurance, you know, big medicine, big oil. I mean, you go to these debates, and I do like every other candidate, and I study the issues, and I look for the lines to say, how can I put my message into 90 seconds and still make it sound like, you know, it has a verb. Did I get a verb in the sentence? And, you know, it's very stressful. But as you listen to the punchlines, I have every advisor telling me, say this, say that. And I think those sentences come out of people's mouths because they're hoping and they want, or they already have the big money behind them. And that is the one thing that I am so proud of, is that there are thousands of South Dakotans that have said, she doesn't have big money behind her. She has us, the people, the mother that shaved her head behind me. The the single mom who said, I don't have money for a campaign and I've never donated before, but you get what I struggle with. And that's why this campaign has momentum. That's why a blogger from out of state can have someone say under oath that they were offered twice their salary to say an article about me, as long as it was negative. As long as it's negative, we'll pay for it.
But to be fair, I mean, we got contacted by your former campaign coordinator, Ethan Crisp, contacted us yesterday.
Oh, poor Ethan.
And saying on the record, shared his resignation letter with us, mm-hmm. Saying that you were indeed in the Philippines on the dates that you swore that you'd witnessed these petition signatures, said that the reason he resigned in January was ongoing moral and ethical problems, those are his words, mm-hmm. with the way that you were running his campaign. So to be candid, you can't just say that this is all coming from, you know, one liberal blogger who you've got former, you know, aides of your own campaign that say they have real moral and ethical problems with the way you are conducting land raffles and so on.
I would just say, come talk to us. That Ethan Crisp,
he says he did in his resignation letter. He says you cursed at him, told him it was none of his business.
Oh, that's not the behavior I have. There's not a cell in my body that does that. He left the job in the middle of December. He still wanted pay for everything he didn't do. And, you know, I prayed for Ethan. I prayed for Ethan. I would just check that source. You look at the story. I mean, when it comes to the land raffle, do you know how hard that was for me to sell my land that I had bought that had been in my family for 150 years? And I did it because I didn't want to wait for government to show up and fix the problems right in front of me, Greg. I wanted to say, just like the Bible says, when you see the injustices and you do nothing, it is a sin in my book. It is a sin in my Bible. And I had resources to say, they come to me. There are no resources. They have serious health issues, PTSD, that nobody would cover. Or if we sent them to the VA, they were going to lose their ability to serve. And so I did the right thing. A 5-time felon comes and says, I need help. And he truly did. And the resources to be able to serve them, it's huge. And so I did something that I should have just given the land away to a random person on the street. Because the way South Dakota reacted, and not the people, but the entrenched power, says, you can't do that. There's no way this is possible. There's no way you should be doing this. And the amount of resistance just to carry on the raffle was atrocious. But we did it, and we followed the rules. And the man that won that ticket, he's farming out in Aurora County, and he's doing great. And his life completely changed, as are the patients that got served, where the resources weren't there, where the need was there. And what does nobody hear? Nobody hears about a patient who said, I showed up, and she said she'd take care of me, and she didn't. There's none of that.
And I don't think anybody is alleging that. I mean, the questions here are in the way the campaign has been conducted. I haven't, at least in the, certainly not here, certainly not in most of the news reports that I've read. Are there any questions about your ability to practice medicine, the way you practice medicine? This is all about the way you're conducting the campaign.
Explain that.
Well, petition signatures, questions as to whether you were actually here. As I mentioned, former campaign coordinator who's saying that, you know, he expressed concerns about the land raffle.
Just
there have been a lot of questions about the land raffle.
And again, the land raffle doesn't have to do with the campaign. It is the nonprofit. And as I did a very brave thing, and I said, I stand up for South Dakota. I made a vow to God that I would serve South Dakota for 40 years. And Greg, I always imagined if I was writing the book of my life, it was going to be as a doctor. And when God calls you to do something that's scary and makes you nervous, and there's several days where I swore at God, just pick somebody else. I mean, the scrutiny is incredible. That at the time the second raffle starts, you have people on the team who aren't faithful, and the stress did get to them. And as much as I would pray for them, and I would try to be the example of this is how you get through a tough day, they had a very fragile faith. And they got greedy, and they ran, and they stole. And I don't sit here to point out those fingers. That's not what I feel is in my heart to do. It is to be the leader and say, the mistakes stay with me. I protect the team that was behind me. And then I get up after the bloody noses and the punches and the scrutiny. Because the truth is, when you get your source of drive from your faith, it's the ability to forgive you for the own mistakes that you make and to move forward in the name of what God's calling you to do. And when mistakes have happened, the ownership did. You don't see anybody else getting blamed for this. I hold them. And that's what leaders do. And they get up. They keep getting up. And despite all of what we've tried to do to make things right, under legal counsel, tried to satisfy what the law asks us to do, as well as what public opinion does, there hasn't been one person that's come to talk to me that's been sent away. They get to talk to us. They get their questions answered. There also hasn't been a patient who said, I needed help, and she just told me to go out the door. That's not what happens. So nobody's questioning, did I do the right thing? That talks to me personally. That you get information from across the country that is from a known non-believer who proclaims to be pro-abortion and communist.
But the petitions are there. We can all see the petitions. We can all see, right? The photos from the Philippines. We can all, that regardless of who brings it forward.
Sure.
I can see that with my own eyes.
Right.
And I can look at that and I can say, this is a problem.
And we turned it over to the people who said, help us figure out what to do now. And they did. And it's 37 signatures. That's why it's not going anywhere, is that when you slow down to look at the numbers, this is...
Well, it's not going anywhere because it couldn't get in front of a court before the ballots were printed. Correct?
I think there was part of the
timing. That's what happened.
On that,
yeah.
Yep.
More, Dr. Annette Bosworth is here. We've gone extremely long. We're going to check in with Jack Taylor. I got to get to headlines with Jack in the Kello News Center coming up. More with Dr. Bosworth. She's going to remain here until 9. Right? You're here till 9? It is 8:44, sunshine and 23.
People who think share their ideas with us.
President's doing great.
And we get some of the others calling in too. Kello News Talk 1320 107.9.
Minutes before 9, clear in 23. We'll see sunshine in 44 today. Thanks for being here. Coming up after 9 this morning, the Nordstrom's Motor Medics will be here. Another edition of Under the Hood Show coming up from 9 to 11 today. Dr. Annette Bosworth joins us this morning. If you're just tuning in, we've been visiting with Dr. Bosworth, and we've talked about this over the course of the last couple of days, the questions that have arisen and the challenge filed by Republican representative, State Representative Steve Hickey, challenging some of the petition signatures. Let me ask you, Annette, how did you feel about that when Representative Hickey filed the challenge?
I did listen to the interview yesterday, and he said, I bet she was shocked. And I was. I know him on a very professional level and have spoken with him. And I truly would have just have expected him to come ask me. And I am the easiest person to find now. I can't hardly go to the bathroom without the world knowing. And it's part of the role I signed up for. But it was something where I thought, well, there must be something on his heart that is asking him to do it. And I think that judgment of me being a, I think it was a scandalous Christian, I had to pray about that too. I mean, there's places in my faith that it's a very private relationship with my faith and in my family. And I think it's what holds us strong when the winds around you blow and the stories begin. And so it was hard. It was hard. It hurt when you got a scandalous Christian. So I think you have to get through that. Just like you forgive yourself when things don't go as planned, you have that same grace freely given and forgiven when other people do things that, I don't know, I wouldn't have done it that way, but here we are. It's America, and these are open conversations, and, you know, sometimes it's that third party that where a conversation comes to fruition, and Greg, maybe you're the third party in this conversation.
Well, I certainly have watched this with a high degree of interest as a Republican who will be voting in the primary.
Right.
And trying to make up my own mind as to who I'm going to cast my vote for.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that issues of trust
right.
and integrity and principle are key for me.
Amen.
Because I think it's what's lacking so much in Washington, all of those things. We can disagree on things, but there needs to be trust and integrity and principle. Given all that's happened, what do you say to people to try to convince them that you've got that trust and integrity?
I don't know that there's ever a word that allows somebody to see that. It is in your behavior. It is in your actions. And I would ask them to get to know me or interview any of the people who do know me, anybody who has a relationship with me or has spent time with me and doesn't have a personal agenda of an axe to grind somewhere, which I don't know that Steve Hickey does. If he has one, I don't know what it is. But he also doesn't have a personal relationship with me that I would be happy to develop. I am seeing people every day who know me on an intimate level as their doctor, as their friend, as their sister in faith. Ask them. I mean, go back in the last 4 years and not just find anybody running for political office, but find anybody who would stand up and after every setback that's happened over the last 4 years, not change what I believe in, not sell out and sign on the dotted line for something I did not believe, to be able to stand on my faith. Well, I said, you know what? Let the earthly things go away, because it's not what we should be praising in this world. It is our principles. It is how much will you stand behind them and find one other person that will move their family into an RV in November and live there for 6 months in the winter of South Dakota, because the other option was to trade out what I believed in. And as I moved my kids into that RV, and my then 5-year-old said, Mommy, why is this happening? I said, this is what integrity looks like. This is what it means to stand up and believe and not praise the earthly things. Those are the kind of behaviors that if we had less people selling out in Washington, if they would go through a test like that before we sent them to what I think of as a snake pit right now in Washington, we would have less people saying, oh, you know what? I'll compromise on that value. And there goes another heart of the freedom that this country was built on. When you talk about the patriots of our country, you can't do it without instantly bringing to the image their faith and their courage. And those are the things you can't learn in Washington. You can't learn how to get through that temptation. You know, as this story's unfolded, I've actually said thank you for this blogger, this atheist out-of-state blogger.
Corey Heidelberg.
Right, there you go. Thank you. I've talked a minute ago about how no big money has come in to my campaign. It's been the grassroots. And in the story, there's been several that have interviewed me, and they get very close. But it's when they go and read about what this blogger has to say that they get quiet. And I wonder if they would have offered the money to me for things I believe in. These were not like mismatches of what I stand for. But I would have then been beholden to them. I mean, I've had several say, if you get the money from me, I own you. And therein lies the problem with Washington. Thank you for not giving me the temptation of what that big money would have felt like. Because it's hard the way we've done this. This is the hard work version. It would be much easier if they would show up with a check and say, oh, Dr. Bosworth, let me help you out. You've passed the sniff test or whatever. And so in many ways, I've said thank you, because I don't know if even I could have said no to the temptation at that stage. Now we're over a much bigger hump, so it's a different temptation.
Dr. Annette Bosworth is here, and I apologize. Our time is just, I had more questions for you, but our time has just flown by. So I thank you for coming in this morning.
Absolutely, Greg.